let's talk about the rest of our time about a couple of your other cases. Maybe we ought to get into the issue of transformation. Why don't we do that, the 44-year-old man?
This was a young gentleman, a 44-year-old man, who came with a cervical node and had a biopsy of this node, showed actually follicular lymphoma and at another place of the lymph node, what was called at this time in situ follicular lymphoma, which is now called in situ follicular neoplasia, but there was overt follicular lymphoma. This was stage 2 disease because we didn't discuss irradiation. This was in the cervical area and I think axillary region. And by discussing with the patient, we offered him to be treated with rituximab single agent. And we used what is so-called the Swiss or SAC scheme, which is 4-weekly infusion. He reached a CR and we continued with one infusion every 2 months for a total of 4 other infusions. So the patient was fine and was in CR. We surveyed him regularly clinically, and he came back with a recurrence of a lymph node, and actually he had also a tonsil involvement. And the biopsy demonstrated histologic transformation with really large amounts of large cell diffuse involvement of the tonsil with large cells. So we have a patient here who had been treated for indolent and asymptomatic almost follicular lymphoma by rituximab single agent, went into CR but had a recurrence with histologic transformation. So we do know that with the rituximab now, the prognosis of patients with transformation has been improved. Most data regarding the management of these patients come in patients who have been subjected to immunochemotherapy in the first line. And we have few informations regarding the patients that were either on watchful waiting or on rituximab single agent. Obviously, the use of an anthracycline is mandatory for this patient, and that's what we use. We decided to use R-CHOP. And the patient, after 4 cycles, had a complete response to R-CHOP. So we thought that we may just continue with 2 other cycles and continue to watch the patients rather than using more intensive therapy, which is probably what we will have used if the patient will have been treated with our chemo before.
And so what's the patient's current status?
Well, the patient has just completed recently these 6 courses of R-CHOP and he's undergoing surveillance. Obviously, you need to watch these patients more like a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma patient. So every 3 to 4 months during the first year, maybe another CT scan after 1 year. And after that, we do only clinical surveillance.
How does autologous transplant fit in as an option in a patient like this?
I really think that autologous transplant should be put on the table for patients with transformed disease. We do know that when a patient presents transformation early after his first-line treatment, this first-line treatment has included chemotherapy, the prognosis is rather dismal and about half of the patient may die within 4 to 5 years. So I think autologous stem cell transplant, although these are older results, have shown to be of benefit for some patients by comparative series. There were no strict randomized trial for this patient, but it's clearly a good way to have a much longer control of the disease for this patient because you need to bring them into CR, and this is very important, and you can probably achieve that by eliminating the residual disease after an induction with R-CHOP or another kind of chemo.